Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, you won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
the miracle to fix your
about the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. that you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. People work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Call according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are, come on and tell them.
For his presence right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, we'll have our evangelist, Kimberly Redford, that will lead us in prayer this morning.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence right now with thanksgiving in our heart, God. God, thank you for opening our eyes to see one of your beautiful days that you made, God. So many didn't get this opportunity, and we won't take it for granted, God. God, we just thank you for the activities of our limbs, God, and for closing us in our right mind right now, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for loving us before we even knew how to love ourselves, God. You are merciful, God. You are an omnipotent God. You are an omniscient God. And God, we praise your holy and righteous name. God, we lift up everyone that is assembled today, God. For your word says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So as we unite today to hear a word from you, God, God, we ask that you will bless each household that is tuned in today, God. God, bless their finances. God bless their health. God bless their family situation. Whatever it is, you know, God. And we know that you're the problem solver, God. So work it out for each family, God, that is listening today under my voice, God. God, we just love you so much, God. You're such a merciful God. And God, we just repent for any sin, anything that we've done that's not like you, God. Please forgive us, God. Creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within each of us, God, so that we may do those things that glorify your holy and righteous name. Let us talk like you. Let us walk like you, God. We don't want to just carry around words saying we're Christian, we did. We want to really represent you in all that we say and do, God. We love you, God. God, I lift up my pastor to you right now. Her household, God, touch her from the top of her head all the way down to the soles of her feet, God. Everything concerning your servant, God, I ask you to work it out for right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Touch her children, her husband, her mother, everybody that's attached to this mighty woman of God. Thank you for sending her to us to give us an on-time word that we much need right now, God, in this troubling time. God, touch all your pastors all over the world that are standing on your word, that are going forth with power today, God. Let them be out of their flesh, but totally in the spirit, so that they may hear from you and do those things that glorify you, God.
Amen.
And God, we ask you to touch everyone that is pulling out to you, that's calling out to your name, God, that wants more of you, God. Strengthen them in their walk right now. God, we ask you to remove anything, any blockage, anything that's going to hinder us from being more like you, God. Remove it right now. Whether it's people, whether it's things, God. God, we want to be more like you. We want to sound more like you, God. We want to look more like you, God. So, God, as we come forth in this church service today, God, let your preach word go forth mightily. Mightily. That everybody has an ear can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today. And we may utilize this word in our everyday lives so that we may not be just hearers, but doers of your holy and righteous word. And God, we just thank you. Thank you for your blood that was shed on Calvary, God. Thank you for the sacrifices you made for us, a sinful nation, that you gave us a right to see you forever in eternity.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just thank you. We love you, God. Oh, we love you, God. And God, I just feel this prayer right now with the precious blood of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And God, we ask you to cover each person that no weapon ever formed against us will ever prosper. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Thank you, God, for everything. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, glory. Oh, just thank God this morning. Come on, church. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he is worthy to be praised. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. How many of y'all have to be in the house this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God our praise. Amen. Just thank you, God, for who he is. Amen. We are all created, one of all. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that's holding you down this morning, that's been burdening you, troubling you, let it be released right now. For the Bible says, the Son sets you free, then you are free indeed. So walk in your freedom this day, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with your head held high, amen. Looking towards the hill, Lord, your help coming from the Lord, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just shout this morning, glory, hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands, amen. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Come on, church, and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Sunday morning service. We thank God for you. Welcome, welcome to all our visitors, family and friends, church members, hallelujah, ministers on the roster. Welcome this morning. We have a Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where the senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you all this morning. We just thank God for this new day, amen, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's rejoice right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, Lord, you're worthy, worthy, worthy. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could not thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to pray for you, every guest. Hallelujah. If it's your first time visiting with us here in Sunday service, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Anything that's concerning you, we would like to touch and agree with you on today, for there is power in agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. If everyone today, press 1 at this time.
Press one. Welcome everyone from Houston, Texas. Amen. And surrounding cities, Louisiana, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Mississippi. We welcome you. Illinois. Hallelujah. We welcome you. Those that are residing in Detroit, we welcome you as well. Hallelujah. Mexico, Africa, wherever you are today, you're here with us. We welcome you all. Those that are tuned in online, welcome. Welcome. We come to receive on today. How many of y'all come to receive on today? How many of y'all already came believing and you came to receive? You didn't just come just to be coming, but you came to get something from God. I pray that you receive all that you're seeking for this morning in Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Once again, we welcome you. We love you here at the Gospel of Ministry and in our mission to love like Christ. Amen. And to always be available, hallelujah, in position so that God can use us mighty. So welcome, welcome, welcome this day. Amen, amen. So you all are going to prepare to receive a song from Brother Joe Washington. And once we receive that song, we'll get ourselves ready to receive communion. This is your first time here with us on Sunday morning service. Every Sunday morning we take communion. So prepare all that you need in order to take communion with us this morning. So right now we're going to hear from Brother Joe Washington as he bless us as our minister of music. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all, and God bless everyone. But before I get started, I wanted y'all to pray for my brother-in-law. He's in the hospital, and he's going for heart surgery tomorrow. His name is Larry Thompson in Gaffney, South Carolina, which is my wife's brother. So we all family. I just want y'all to pray a good prayer for him because God is still in charge.
Amen. We'll definitely be lifting up Brother Larry Thompson here in the name of Jesus. So we'll be lifting him up in prayer. We'll add him to our prayer list. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for life, health, and strength, oh God, for all coming from you, oh God, for your creator of all, oh God. Lord, we ask that your hand be upon your son, Larry Thompson, at this time, oh God. Lord, we know you to be a healer, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you are healing right now, oh God. We declare and declare victory over him right now. We declare and declare that he is healed, delivered, and set free from every attack of the enemy upon his body in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh God, we ask that you send your ordained doctors and nurses and medical staff to see about your son, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We declare and declare by the stripes of Jesus Christ that Larry Thompson is healed right now. And Lord, we ask that you release your healing virtue into his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we know you to be a God of power. So Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene and turn it all around for his good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And Lord, we love you, and we give it all over to you right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we put the precious blood of Jesus Christ over him right now, and we declare and declare that he is covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for the Lord, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe, as we come today with our combined faith. Lifting up our brother Larry Thompson, we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be the other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Brother Joe, your wife, and her brother. At this time, we're trusting God to turn it around. Amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, while they were praying, God was already answering. So even while we're praying right now, we decree and declare that our Heavenly Father is already moving. He's already answering, amen. Dear God, bless you. God, keep you. Amen. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you any river that seems uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction? In spite of all the doctor medicine would do you no good. Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you trouble in your home? Seem like that old enemy just wouldn't leave you alone. In spite of all you done all that you know to do. Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, he can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. You know that God specializes. When trouble come, he specializes. Oh, God, he specializes. When everybody's going wrong, he specializes. Oh, God, he specializes. And he can do what no other Holy Ghost power can do. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Brother Joe. We pray right now, Father God, that you restore your son, oh God, that we pray to you and lift his body, oh God, that you will continue to bless him, God, and keep him. Lord, that you will open up doors that no man can close, amen, and close doors that no man can open, oh God. Oh, Lord, when you bless, oh God, bless your son. Hallelujah, oh God. Multiply him with thy goodness, oh God, and thy favor, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington. You've just been
thank
a blessing
you.
To me and my husband here at the Gospel Public Ministries. You take great care.
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone, I hope you have an opportunity here to have collected your items that you need for communion as we enter in. Hallelujah. We're going to take our communion this morning. Amen. Just thanking God for this opportunity to again, to come together again, to be able to rejoice in the finished work on the cross, my Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Yes, O Heavenly Father, We come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions and iniquities. And cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins with you. Hallelujah. We thank you that you took all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. You took them all to the cross with you. We thank you that we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins. Hallelujah. Your body was broken for every single one of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you so much because you first loved us. We remember your suffering. We remember how you were beaten, mad and spit upon, how you was whipped and crucified for each of us, Lord Jesus. Your body was broken, hallelujah, so that our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took this bread you broke and you said, take heat. Amen. Well, this is my body. So we now take this bread in remembrance of you right now. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after the supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. For your blood is our atonement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your blood only, we are justified. We are sanctified. We are redeemed. We are cleansed. We are washed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, all of our iniquities and transgressions and trespasses, your blood heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving, and everybody do agree, do say amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we remember what you have already done. So we take communion daily, every single day, remembering what you have already obtained for us, which is the victory. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We thank every single one for being here, all on one accord. We're all right here, one body in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And being in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. We realize how much favor, we realize how much grace, we realize how much God is doing right now, right here, right now. So we welcome every single one to be here in Sunday service this morning. We do recognize the Holy Spirit, you know, we recognize his presence, and we do recognize that he has a word for you. There is something that is for you today. And we thank everyone for being here. Thank y'all for inviting us into your homes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
And thank you. God bless you. God bless you. That's Manny. At this time, y'all are going to have our two song selections, and then we'll be back, and the preacher will go forward from our very own Minister Larry Green. So stay with us. Stay with us.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
We thank God for the anointing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's prepare our hearts and minds to receive the message from our very own minister, Lauren Green, a man after God's own heart, a man that is willing, hallelujah, to step up and do what God has called him to do. Amen. A man is always ready in season and out of season for the word that is seasoned. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so I present to you right now the man of God, minister, Lauren Green.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Dorsey Manning, Dominica Manning, amen, for putting it on their hearts and God touching them to give me this opportunity. This message is a short message, but I believe we all can get something out of it. Amen. Go with me to the Book of Psalms. Book of Psalms.
Amen.
Psalms 121 and 1. Psalms 121 and 1.
Amen.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, for which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. From the King James. Amen. And the subject is, keep looking up. Keep looking up. And as a subtopic, I need thee. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we're looking for a new word, but you know what? Sometimes we just need to apply the word that we already know and that we've already heard on different occasions. This is a psalm of David, amen. And it said, over several centuries, God led various individuals to compose emotionally charged poems, of which 150 were later compiled into a book we know as Psalms. Many of the Psalms are described as of David, meaning they were by far or above Israel's great king. Highlights of the book include the Shepherd Psalm 23rd, which describes God as protector and provider. David's cry for forgiveness after he sinned with Bathsheba, Psalm 51. And then there were other psalms. A psalm of praise known as 100 number of psalms. Amen. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. There's so much negativity all around us and so much evilness and all these different things around us, but keep looking up to God. Amen. Keep looking up to God. Come to Jesus as you are. Amen. A lot of times we keep telling ourselves we got to get ourselves ready. You can't get yourself ready. Come to Jesus just as you are. In order to admit you need God, you must first deny yourself and believe that Jesus died for your sins and rose again the third day. Amen. The Bible says that if any man will be my disciple, he must first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen. We have to deny ourselves. Amen. We have to humble ourselves and admit that we need Jesus. Amen. When we think about the Lord, we have to make it personal and acknowledge the fact that we need God. You can't get to the Father unless you go through the Son. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Amen. Jesus is the way. Jesus is our way out. Amen. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. And we have to admit that we need him. We need him daily. Amen. And as we become, once we become saved and once our lives are being transformed, we acknowledge that we need Christ. We follow his example. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus modeled it and showed us how we must live. Some people, when they become saved, the transformation is instant, and then for some, it's gradual. Amen. Some, it's over a period of time. For some, it's gradual. Amen. Let's back up a minute. There are many things we need. Some basics are food, clothing, shelter. We need good, sound relationships. We must surround ourselves with Christian people and good people that have good standards. And we need to be a witness of God's goodness. If we live somewhere where we don't have public transportation, you might need a car to get around, or you might need a cab. Amen. And now we got the thing where we use Uber or even Lyft. You may need to stay connected. You may need a cell phone or a landline. Some need email, computer, or others may even need Facebook. Amen. If you have a cold, you may need cold medicine or some home remedies. If you got a broke leg, you may need a crutch or a shoe. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes,
can you hear me?
Amen. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. You may need cold medicine if you have a cold or home remedies. If you got a broke leg, you may need a crutch, or they got this thing now they wrap around your leg like a shoe, up all the way up to your calf. If you got a broke arm, you may need a cast or a sling. Amen. Here's a hot one. If you got health issues, you may need a doctor. Amen.
Yes,
I do not have anything against our doctors. I would just say do everything prayerfully. When they give you the diagnosis, and sometimes the diagnosis can be negative, stay prayerful even in that diagnosis.
Jesus.
Stay prayerful, stay positive, stay in faith. Keep confessing positive confessions. Keep confessing that I'm healed. If you have to surgery, just nod to God, the doctor's hand. Amen. And God will bring you through, and he will bring you out. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is the great physician. He's the doctor above all doctors. There's more medicine in the hem of his garment than in all the drugstores in town. Amen. If you believe in God for healing, know that God has more medicine in the hem of his garment. I'm reminded of the woman that had the issue of blood. For 12 years, she suffered with this. And she said within herself, she heard that Jesus was passing by. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She heard that Jesus was coming by, and she said within herself that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And she pressed her way through the crowd. I can imagine she was crawling on the ground. And when she got up to Jesus, she touched his garment, and then virtue, the healing power, went out of Jesus and healed this woman. And Jesus looked around, and he said, "Who touched me?" Amen.
My Lord.
And the disciples said, "You see that the crowds are thronging you and pressing you all around, and you're asking who touched you." But Jesus knew that this wasn't an ordinary touch. This was a faith touch. If you just have just a little faith. And the woman trembling said, "Lord, I did." And Jesus looked at the woman, and he said, "Thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace." Amen. This, the power of Jesus has went out of his body and touched this woman. The virtue went out. Amen. And she was healed by touching his garment. Sometimes we have to have just a little, keep looking up. Keep looking up. It'll take a whole lot of faith. If you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will move. Now, the mustard seed is the least of all seeds. But when it is planted, it grows bigger than any other tree.
My Lord.
Amen. You might need a couple of dollars. But when your money runs out, favor will get you there. Songwriter said, "I need thee. I need thee all." Keep looking up. Keep looking up.
Amen.
The songwriter said, "I need thee all. Bless me, my Savior. I come to thee." Amen. I need thee. I need thee. I need him.
My Lord.
In the midst of all of our needs. The one thing we need the most is Jesus. Jesus is a heart fix and a mind regulator. Jesus is a way out of no way. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Jesus is shelter in the time of a storm. Amen.
My Lord.
He'll be there when everything looks like it's going wrong. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
The Bible says, as a mountain surround about Jerusalem, so is the Lord surrounded about his people. Amen.
Oh.
The mountains represent safety and protection.
Yeah.
Amen. God protects his people, those that trust in him. Jesus is our high tower. Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Lift up your eyes, amen. Lift up your eyes. We're talking about the healing. We're talking about lift up your eyes to Jesus. Keep your eyes on him. The songwriter said, all my help comes from the Lord. All my needs he has met. And you know, he never failed me yet. Sometimes we have to think back, Lord, you brought me through this. Lord, you brought me through that situation.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. When David got ready to go up against Goliath, he couldn't use the king's armor because he hadn't proved it. But David told the king, he said, there was a lion that came against the sheep, and David took the sheep out of the lion's mouth and cut off the lion's head, and the bear came. And he said, if God delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion, he can deliver me from this Philistine. So sometimes you have to look back and say, Lord, you've been with me all down through the years. I know you can bring me through this situation. I know you're going to bring me out. You've never failed me. Amen. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. Keep looking up despite your situation. Despite all problems, circumstances, or conditions, God will bring you out. Keep trusting him. It may get dark sometimes, but hold on to your faith. John 10:10, he was talking about Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. In the same chapter, Jesus was talking about that no man can pluck you out of his hand. God got a plan and a purpose for your life. The enemy will try to stop you and try to block you, but Jesus has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I want to tell you, church, on this morning, as I get ready to close, to keep looking up. I don't care how the gas price go up. I don't care how the economy goes up and down. I don't care
My
how
Lord.
It looks like the stock market is going to crash again. Keep looking
My
up.
Lord.
Keep looking up. God is no shorter than his word. Keep looking
My
up.
God.
Keep looking up. If you just have just a little faith, faith works in the now. Faith works right now in the present. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. You can just have faith right now in the now of your life.
Amen.
Right now in
this
situation, God will bring you out. As I get ready to close this call, I just want to tell you that Jesus is your way out. Jesus will fix it for you. Jesus is our way out. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank God Almighty right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that Jesus is the way, amen. Jesus is the way out, as Minister Lauren
I preach on today, amen. We thank God for you, Minister Roman. God continue to bless you, keep you, strengthen you. May every virtue that left your body be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for the God for your favor from the Lord upon your life right now. Oh, Lord, let your soul receive great favor, amen. They're coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, when you bless him, oh, Lord, when you multiply him with our goodness and our favor, amen, in his household. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Oh, Lord, all that he's concerned about, oh, Lord, let it be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Ron Green. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. I called Minister Green on yesterday. He wasn't due to preach today, but because of what I'm dealing with in my body, we just thank God for deliverance and healing. He was able to step in and jump out. So we just thank God for our ministers. Amen. Hallelujah. There be one today. Hallelujah. While you still have time, will there be one today?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. You have never, if you know that it's you, if you know you have never asked God to come into your life and be your personal Lord and Savior, this is an open invitation. This is an invite to be a part of God's kingdom. This is an invite to be a part of eternal life. Amen. Will you come today? Will you press one today? See, I don't know what it is, you know, that you're going through in your life right now, but God knows. But whatever it is that you're going through your life, that you're going through right now, Jesus is the answer. We thank you so much, Minister Lauren Green, you know, for preaching that message. Jesus is enough. And that is so true. Jesus is enough. So you might not have enough, and you realize it. Amen. Will you come over to Christ so that you can have enough? Amen. Will you press one today? Being born again is the most important thing that you can ever do as a living human being. This is the reason why Jesus is enough. This is the reason why that Jesus gave his life for you. Amen. That you have an opportunity to be a part of his body, to be a part of the kingdom. Amen. Will you come today? Will you press one today? A simple prayer. Apostle Tyler and I, we will help you to pray a simple prayer. You know, a lot of times we think that, well, that can't be enough. But I'm telling you, praying the prayer of salvation, hallelujah, believing it, and receiving it, that's enough. And the very thing that your mind try to tell you that you got to do, see, this is what God came to show you, to show us, that he has already done it. I'm going to do it for you. Amen. Amen. There may be one. Hallelujah. There may be one that have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but in your eyes, you see yourself regressing. You see yourself fighting battles that it seems like you're losing. You find yourself in a place to where worry, doubt, fear, sickness, illnesses, brokenheartedness, you name it. You name it. They want to come back in. They want to slip back in on you to get you to maybe forget about what God has already done, and you start thinking about what it is that you can do. Amen. This is an issue of renewing your mind. See, I have to say that because if we don't know where the problem lies at, we can stay in an issue for all of our lives,
and maybe even leave this world holding on to something that it was never intended for you to hold on to. See, I'm talking to believers, those that already have prayed the prayer of salvation, those that already entered into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Talonique and I, we will help you to get back on track. And the way we'll do that, we're going to turn it all back over to Jesus. See, we have to turn it over to Jesus. Anybody have something right now that they need to turn over to Jesus, will you press one? Would you press one? We'll be more than happy to pray with you. We'll be more than happy to pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we have what we say. We have what we ask for. But see, if we don't ask, and we find ourselves in that place where we're trying to figure out why it is that I'm still going through these things, because you had not given it over to Jesus. You had not asked. It is your own free will. God gave us free will. Hallelujah. There are angels assigned to us. They're waiting for us to bring it all over to God. See, this is a daily walk. A daily walk. Will you press one today? Amen. Hallelujah. There may be someone who is looking for a church home. You may be looking for a church home. You may be looking for somewhere where you can worship. You may be looking where I need to be in the presence of my brothers and sisters. I need to be where I can be fed. I need to be, you know, where I can be comfortable. I need to be where love is. Hallelujah. If you are looking for a church home, then we pray right now in the Holy Spirit that you will find it right here with us. Hallelujah. Apostle Talonique and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your apostle. We would love to love on you. Hallelujah. Supernatural love. It's not like any type of love that you have ever experienced before, because we're going to be loving on you through the eyes of Jesus Christ. We're going to love on you how the Holy Spirit tells us how to love you. Hallelujah. There is no time and no distance in spirit, so we're glad that every single body, wherever you are right now, you can be a part of God's body, and you can be a part of us. Amen. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We as the body of Christ, we continue to lift up every single family member, every single friend. Hallelujah. That has something that's going on, some type of illness, some type of sickness. If you have some type of issue that's going on in your home, we're going to continue, you know, as the body of Christ. The strong shall bear the infirmities of the weak. So we come together as believers and we lift up in prayer, you know, our brothers and sisters. Amen. We do. We touch. We physically touch. Whether we touch them with our hands, and they do recover, because we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Amen. The word of God dwells in us. That's what God has called us to do, for him to use us to meet our brothers and sisters. So let's continue to lift one another up in prayer. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that did come this morning. We thank you for every single one that had the desire to come. But maybe, you know, there was some reason why. You know all about it. You know all about it. We thank you that their needs have already been met in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for every single body that may have a type of issue going on with it right now, whether it's sickness, whether it's depression, whether it's anger, whether it's feeling insufficient, whatever it is that's going on with them. We cast it all on you, knowing that by your finished works, Lord Jesus, that is already done. And we thank you, Father God, that every single time that we get into your word,
Hallelujah. It builds us in faith. Our faith is built. We know faith, you know, it moves us. Hallelujah. Our faith, it moves us closer to you. Our faith, it moves us, you know, in a place where we can trust you. Our faith, Father God, is in your word. Hallelujah. We put our faith in every single word that you have already given us already. For we do realize that grace is sufficient enough. We do realize, Lord Jesus, that you are grace. You are the grace that's in our life. Hallelujah. For we don't just come just to do anything. We don't just come to you, Father God, just to be going through the motions. We come to you, Father God, to believe in what you have already done and receive what you have already told us already and to look to Jesus. Amen. We thank you that we have you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that every single time that things look like that they're turning upside down, we can look to you because we know when we look to you, we find comfort. We look to you, we can enter into that place of peace. Jesus, peace, your peace. Hallelujah. Not having to worry about anything, but trusting you in that place of all things. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single evangelist, every single pastor, every single apostle, hallelujah, that you have given for us to be able to follow. Because we do realize that when you call them, you have equipped them for the calling. Amen. And we believe and receive your word that you speak through them. Every single prophet, we believe and receive every single word that you speak through them, Father. Because we know that sometimes when we try to call upon you, we think that you are not near, but your word said that you are always near. And we thank you for always being near. And we thank you for always sending somebody. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much. You gave your life for us. And we will not forget, hallelujah, that you gave your life, that we may have life, but not just have any type of life, have life in abundance. Hallelujah, because of you, Christ Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. Hallelujah. Because we realize that when we plead your blood, we are reminding ourselves that we are saved. We are reminding ourselves that we are delivered. We remind ourselves that we are set free by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And by faith, by the word of our testimony, we take a stance. We plead the blood between us and Satan's kingdom. Satan, we have to remind you that you can't touch this because we are covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. And what we say do happen. Let us remind you that you are a defeated foe. Hallelujah. You are already defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. So we thank you, Father God. Let every single word that proceeded out of our mouth and every single thing that we have meditated on, we thank you, Father God, that you have found it good. Hallelujah. Because you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And that's our word for today. You are our Redeemer. We say it right now. You are our Redeemer. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you believe and receive that, say, I believe and I receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And all do say amen, amen again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to prepare now to receive our tithes and offering, amen. There was something that was said during service, and I wanted to acknowledge that again. Minister Bunny, who's preaching, he said, come as you are.
Yes.
That many are trying to get themselves together.
Ah.
God is saying, come as you are.
Amen.
So Jesus can fix it. Amen.
Amen.
You can't do it by yourself.
Yes.
And then if that was the case, he wouldn't send Jesus.
Amen.
So come as you are.
Yes.
Don't wait until you stop smoking, until you stop drinking, until you stop doing whatever it is that you're doing out there in the world. Come as you are.
Bring it all over.
Bring it all over.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want to say this again. Come as you are. Give it all over. Give your whole self so that your whole self can be changed. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forward once again and the prayers that went forward. I pray that you would continue to lift up myself and Pastor Manning. Amen. As we are God's servants, amen, we are one, that you will pray for our union and God will continue to bless it, because we know that the enemy likes to attack marriages because they are ordained by God. And so we just need to encourage one another, amen, to continue to operate according to Christ, which is in love. We've been commanded to love you one another. Amen. The Bible will say love, you want to love others, your neighbors as well. And this, others will know that we are with God, we are God's children, because we operate in love. And anytime you come out of love, you come out of Christ. So remember that, operating in love. Amen. Wake up in love, lay down with love. Amen. God bless everyone. It's definitely been a blessing to be here on this Sunday morning. We just thank God for all that God is doing. Can we give God praise right now? Just thank him. Yes, we want to say thank you, Father God, that you kept me, oh God. It's nothing I did. Hallelujah. It's nothing I said on yesterday. I did yesterday. Or something you said because you saw me to be worthy to be here another day, because you have use for me, oh God. So use me, oh Lord. I give it all over to you right now, amen. Hallelujah. I decree and declare that the old woman, the old man is dead, and I stand up and I operate in the newness of Christ Jesus, amen, because we are redeemed, amen. Sanctified. Don't let the enemy take you back there, amen. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing on and pressing in the name of Jesus Christ, because God has counted you worthy. And when we talk about faith, and I'll move on from this, when we talk about faith and having the size of a mustard seed, I want you to understand, it ain't about the mustard seed. It's about you having faith. Because if you have faith, then you have faith. If you have faith, then you have faith. If you have a little bit of hate, you still got hate. And it's the same thing with faith. If you got faith, whether it's about the mustard seed, the fact of the matter is that you have faith. Hallelujah. So many times people looking at the size of, well, I have a mustard seed size, but it's yeah, as long as what it's saying it was, as long as you have faith. It don't matter how much anybody trying to get in the place, they say, do you have this? You say, all I got is that's all you need. But you gotta have that that God is required, and it is safe. Because as long as you have faith,
leave it.
No matter what size it is, if you have faith, and if you have that, then you can grow from that little bit of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just like a seed when you plant it, you have to have something to plant so that it can grow. Amen. God bless. There's so much that went for, so much food, spiritual food that was being fed to us in the service. I'm telling you, all was seed and was filled with the word of God that was preached. Amen. From our very own minister, Ron Green, out of Illinois, and Pastor Manning, as he stepped on in and blessed us as well. So we just thank God and Evangelist Kimberly Webb for us working together as men and women of God, servants of God, to be able to grow each other. Amen. As we walk. And Brother Joe Washington, we thank you each and every Sunday. He's always ready, hallelujah, to bless us in song. And we never praise, amen? Brings healing, breakthrough, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise confuses the enemy, amen? Hallelujah. So we just thank God that we can praise him. As long as you have life, you have breath in your body, you should use every moment to praise the Lord, because he is the reason that we are created all, in all, for all. Amen. So God bless you all again. I'm just so filled. There's so much I took from the sermon on today. Amen. We're going to prepare to receive our tithes and offerings at this time. Hallelujah. If you have your tithes and offering, you're going to send those over to Pastor Chantel on Cash App. If you need another means of sending up your tithes, like Zelle or any other online service that they have, or if you want to be able to send another way by mail, give us a call at 832-725-8094. I'm just so excited, 832-725-8094, because I've been dealing with a lot of pain in my husband knows, he's been with me, and others know, but I just thank God that God put people in your life to pray for you and to help you out. So I thank God for the help from today, amen. I really do. I truly feel blessed, and I'm trusting God for complete healing now. Right now, I'm trusting God for complete healing right now, that I'll be able to walk and move and put out the pain. And even though yesterday I shared my testimony as everybody gathered at the offering, I didn't know how I was going to go out and to be able to perform comedy out of all things. I was booked to go to the church, and I was in so much pain, and I just got through. I just didn't know how. I just trusted God to give me through. My husband was trying to walk me through, and I just thank God for everyone. My husband, Evangelist Kimmy Redford, my mother, brother Minister Ron Green, just those that would give me words of encouragement. Believe it, Pastor, we need those words of encouragement too, because sometimes we get to suffer a grain because we labor so much. But I thank God for you all that will continue to pray for me, and I was able to go there and deliver a great performance. People was laughing, having a good time with a message that I was asked to come back again. And that was your access for my information. So I just thank God. I thank God for being God, and I thank God for you all, the humble servants that you are. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you all so much. Let us pray over our tithes and offering today. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that we can give. Amen. Hallelujah. We understand that we're not complete in our worship unless we are giving. So we take this opportunity to give. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, dear Jesus, make us a mystery of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. Amen. We know that as your children, we have a chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heaven, heavenly banking system. Amen. It is not for galaxy. Your honor is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we just want to say thank you as we give, oh God, bountifully shall receive. Amen. Hallelujah. The meal will give into our bosom as we give, pressed down, shaken up, and running together. We declare and declare that meal will run. Hallelujah. Give into our bosom. We declare and declare by faith in the name of Jesus Christ that blessings will run us down and take us over. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen. 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 I like this picture saying blessings just running you down. Taking you over, amen. Yes, everywhere you look, God is blessing you, amen. Your marriage, your finances, your business, all that you're concerned about, be blessed, amen. We have our morning announcements, and I'll be delivering those announcements today, which is October the 24th. 2021 here Sunday at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas. We'll see your pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. on our church line at 845-277-9213. In October, we're in the month of October, prayer and touching and agreeing, decreeing and declaring October to be the month of breakthrough. So we're online at 6 p.m., hallelujah, on our prayer line, which is a different line for October. For the month of October, which is open to anyone that wants to join us at any given time during this time. So we have one more week, and we'll be wrapping up next weekend. So please join us if you have not had an opportunity to join us on the prayer line at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that number to call, everyone, is 520-525-8608. Again, that number is 520-525-8608. And God has really been moving on that line. I'm telling you, breakthrough has come, healing has come. It's been great turnaround speedily on that line because it's in the power of agreement. The Bible said the prayer of the righteous develop much. And we're coming on that line believing, hallelujah, to receive. Amen. So join us at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time from here on out to the month of October, to October 31st. Join us, and we look forward to having you online with us. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Amen. Saturday, we have Saturday school at 12 noon here on our church line. 845-277-7913. And this is all Central Standard Time, everyone. Sunday services is 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, as we hear on today. Amen. Also, y'all, we're celebrating October birthdays. Amen. Happy birthday to everyone. Birthday is in the month of October. We had an opportunity, thank God, to celebrate our daughter's 17th birthday. So Kenya turned 17 on yesterday. And I tell you, my husband came in and got the party started last night. So she had a good time. So we just want to wish her a happy birthday, a blessed birthday, and God will continue to bless her that she will grow to be a strong, powerful woman of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If there's anyone out there that's celebrating, hallelujah, their wedding anniversary this month, we want to wish you a happy anniversary. Amen. And God continue to bless your union. Amen. Amen. Bountifully with great blessings and favor, and that you will grow even stronger together in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that's all for the month of October. November, we have our play that's coming out. It's called Who Is That in the Confession Booth Again? Who is that in the confession booth again, November the 20th? And I believe we're going to have November 19th. It's going to be a comedy show. I haven't solidified that yet, but October 20th is definitely the play, Who's That in the Confession Booth Again? And you can get your tickets by calling 832-725-8094. Next year, as we're preparing our hearts and minds for discipleship class, it will start February 2022. Just want to put that out there for now so you can get all the things that you need for discipleship training class. We need to make sure that we're equipping the members of the church, amen, so God can use you, amen. We've all been called to minister. May not be in the pulpit, but that you have the word of God in you. And that's what I said last night. Whatever you do, whatever you're allowed to get in you will come out of you. So you want to make sure you get the word of God. One of the preachers was saying, again, you know, Father, he was performing one of his songs. It was like a rap song, but it was gospel. And he kept saying, amen, you know. And he was like, oh, I said I wasn't going to say that. And I was like, no, because I'll be at work and I'll be saying amen. I left a message saying, glory to God, that's my song, and amen, because that's what's in you. And it will come out. It won't help but to come out, you know. And so even in my house, I'll be amen and thank you, Lord. So whatever is in you, we want to make sure we get the right things in us. So when the time comes to speak, the right things come out, amen. So we thank God for all that God is doing. I believe that's all we have for now. Remember, we are the Gospel Public Ministries, and we have been called to go out. And so we're going to start going out, and we're going to talk about either third and fourth Saturdays, or we'll let you all know when, but we got the banner so that we can go out and spread the good news, the gospel, amen. And I think that's all we have, Pastor. Did I miss anything today?
I think you covered it all this morning. We got some more later on at 2 p.m.
Amen. I'm looking forward. I was here in service. I got the word to prepare a conference, but it'll be online for women. It's called the Help Conference for Women. And so I look at the rollout here soon. We'll let you all know when it'll be. I'm excited. And I think that's all I have for you today. That concludes our announcements on today. And God bless you. God keep you. And may God continue to work in you. Amen. Those things that are not of Him. Amen. So we got to release the pastor's blessing at this time. Did you have anything you want to say? That's it. Oh, glory to God. We thank God. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Joyce, amen, and myself, Apostle Dominique, Command the Evangelist, Kimberly Rufford, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be that all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to live as Jesus Christ lives, amen, to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Be blessed. Your testament.
Amen, amen. I do pray that everyone was able to receive the word that went forth today. It came from the heart,
you know, of our minister, Minister Lauren Green. Ms. Lauren Green, we love you so much. We thank you for being in this pulpit with us. Amen. Helping us, you know, lead this charge. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. That which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless everyone.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless everyone. May God keep you. Apostle Tyonik and I, we love you. We love you. We love you so much. We love you so much. Amen. God loves you way much more than we ever can. We just being a reflection and a shadow of who he is. We're just going to love you like that. We're going to love you like God tell us to love you. Remember, every single one, Satan has already been defeated. He's already been defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. If you do have a little bit more time left over in your day, do come to Sunday 2 p.m. service. There will be a word that's going to be going forth this afternoon. So if you can join us, you know, we would love for you to be there. You know, if you cannot, then, you know, lift us up in prayer. You know, lift Apostle Talonik and I up in prayer. You know, Minister Learn and Evangelist Kim, you know, keep us lifted up, you know, so we can be able to deliver this word like God tells us to do it. Amen.
Glory.
Glory be to God. We love you.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear it say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking.